Energy thieves are all around us. They're in our offices, sometimes they're in our homes, and sometimes we go into a meeting and immediately feel a sense of all our energy draining from us. As an entrepreneur who requires every bit of energy to keep us moving forward, standing up again, looking to the future, to be around people who sap our energy, who steal our energy, is incredibly debilitating and incredibly dangerous. And so there needs to be a strong consciousness of who we allow in our environment, who we allow to either take our energy or give us energy. Meditation 12 reads like this: I will seek the company of those who are positive and emanate energy, and avoid those who are negative and demand my energy. I will seek the company of those who are positive and emanate energy, and avoid those who are negative and demand my energy. I'm often asked how one can identify those up front who are energy sappers and those who have great energy levels. And although I think there is no scientific answer to this question, I'd say a rule of thumb is that when you meet somebody, if they have a propensity to smile and a propensity to laugh and have got incredible use of their hands and eyes and face in the way that they communicate with you, these are the people who create energy, who emanate energy. I use this as a real strategy in my personal life, where if I'm feeling a little low and I'm surrounded possibly by even people who are neutral, I deliberately seek out those with positive energy, give them a call and ask to meet with them, knowing that by the time I've ended my lunch with them, my meeting with them, my coffee with them, I will feel very different to how I felt when I arrived. I remember going through a particularly dark time in my journey as an entrepreneur, and I was required to go to work really, really early to solve a huge crisis. One of my friends who was one of those who emanates energy was also an early riser. And at 5:30 in the morning, whilst driving to work, I gave him a call and said to him, "Buddy, I need just to tap into your energy." And he screamed over the phone. He says, "Hey, buddy. Hey, so great of you to call. Why are you calling so late?" And we just had a quick chat, and I said to him, "I just needed to hear your voice. I just needed to hear your energy over the phone." And he created so much energy in me in that morning that I walked into the office first thing, and I was incredibly positive, incredibly motivated, and ready to take on the world. So begin to identify those people in your circle who are positive energy providers and those who are energy sappers. I will seek the company of those who are positive and emanate energy, and avoid those who are negative and demand my energy. I will seek the company of those who are positive and emanate energy, and avoid those who are negative and demand my energy.